Welcome to the Dirt Show, brought to you by Napa Auto Parts. And today we're going to talk hobby stock racing with driver Parker Larson. We'll also hear from executive director of the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame, Bob Baker, Andy Altenberg from Altenberg Construction, and a little more about our local Napa stores right after a few words from our sponsors.
If your classic isn't so classic, bring it into Auto Trim Design of Owatonna. We can fix the upholstery, the carpet, replace a sagging headliner, make your old car look new again, make your seats comfortable again. Whether it's a classic car, work truck, boat, or anything else that moves, we can fix the upholstery and make your ride like new. And we work on convertibles. We're located in Owatonna at 3275 Old Highway 14, 1 mile west of Walmart.
At LandPros, our team of brokers and auctioneers specialize in farmland sales, live land auctions, and online land auctions across the Midwest with total sales of 190,000 acres. At LandPros, you get a team of land professionals going to work for you. We pride ourselves on providing local service and knowledge with national marketing and results. If you're thinking of buying or selling, contact LandPros agent J.J. Wise at 641-420-SELL. Or go to landpros.com. That's LANDPROZ.com.
For 50 years, reuse and recycle is not a new concept to us. Miskin Auto Parts has been recycling your old vehicles since the Beatles were still together. Just call us and we'll send one of our friendly drivers right to you and haul away your old retired vehicle. Scrap prices are up, so it's a good time to clean up those unwanted vehicles and get money in your pocket. Give us a call at 507-684-2100 or online at Miskin.com. Miskin Auto Parts, in God we trust.
Partnering with hog and cattle producers throughout the United States, Altenberg Construction has almost 30 years of experience in the slat replacement business. Altenberg Construction also uses a custom wash bay to ensure biosecurity to protect your herd. Whether you need an entire site or a single slat, call the professionals at Altenberg Construction at 888-435-2210 or see Altenberg.
Bulldog Coatings specialize in concrete coatings as well as concrete restoration repair. Hi, I'm Todd with Bulldog Coatings. Our coating systems provide a durable finished floor that is both easy to maintain and adds value to your home. The unique patented Bulldog Coatings are not limited to just garage floors. They can be used for interior flooring as well as pool deck, patio, and sidewalk applications. Our systems can be installed in as little as one day and year-round. We are a locally owned family business ready to serve southern Minnesota. Visit us on Facebook or call us for a free estimate. 837-977. Let Bulldog protect your floors.
When one of your appliances breaks down, you need help, and you need it fast. Contact Sorensen's Appliance Service. They service the entire Cowes listening area. Their employees live in our community and sponsor area racers and softball teams. Sorensen's Appliance Service. People you know that will get your appliances serviced with trained technicians. Contact them today, 256-7766. That's 256-7766.
Welcome back to the driver segment here on the Dirt Show, and it is my pleasure today to be joined by hobby stock driver Parker Larson. And Parker, let's talk a little bit about the Larson family history. How did you get exposed to racing when you were young?
Well, my dad, he started racing probably when he was, probably about 93, I think. He was pretty good. They put together a couple cars and so on and so forth. So he started racing about 93, and I think he got out of it about 98, 99, somewhere in there. And I guess growing up as a kid, we always went to the Fairmont Raceway. You know, that's his home track, and I guess that was always my home track. So just kind of grew up around it. I think I was 14 when my dad says, well, should we throw together a car? And I says, I don't know, not yet. So then we just kind of left it alone, and then about 2015 is when I started. So we said, well, let's throw together a car and see what we can do.
Living in Grenada, you have so much racing history right around you. Hall of Fame modified driver Gary Shumsky lives in Grenada, and there are drivers all over the area.
Yeah, there's, you know, Gary Shumsky, you know, he was in the later era, about my dad's time. I think they actually raced together. And then you got Derek Green, and he's really good. And now you got a couple younger guys like Gavin Bussinger. He started racing now. So, there's quite a few people in the area.
Is there a story behind the 18L? Usually there's a meaning or some type of story behind every driver's number.
Yeah, so when I started racing, I was actually 18P. My dad's number was always 18L, and he didn't want to give it to me right away. I don't know why, because we have two cars, and I think that's why he didn't really want to give it up. So, yeah, as he went racing, his number was 18L, and usually what that stands for is 18L Larson Racing. That's what it was always on their car. I think his favorite driver was Bobby Labonte growing up, I'm pretty sure. And that's kind of where he got his number, and that's where I got mine.
Dad probably wanted to make sure you were serious about racing and make you earn it a little bit.
Yeah, make me earn it. The first year that we actually won a race, we bought a brand new car, and that was the first year that we actually put 18L on the car. So it was kind of the very first race we won. We got a brand new car, and we went out, and we actually won with it. Just do this as a part-time, and just out of our garage, and it's usually just me and my dad that helps, when he's home, and it's fun time. You just got to be all involved.
Demon Decal does an incredible job on your wraps.
So we went through him when we first started racing. I didn't wrap that car. We just kind of tore all the wrap off of that car, and then we just had Rick DeBoer and Fairmont just letter it. And we ran with that for 1 year, and then the next year we went to Snap Graphics over in Mapleton, Jeff Carter. He did a pretty nice car, too. And then we just kind of went with him. Demon was just kind of getting going, I think, and heard his name. And, he does phenomenal wraps. Probably the best around, I would say, them and Sbysma.
Fairmont Raceway, that is a huge track with so much racing history, incredible drivers, and the drivers carry so much speed.
Yeah, Fairmont is a big, big half mile, and it's a fast. They probably say it's one of the fastest half miles around. That's why I really like that track. It's fast, and there's a lot of passing through the corners, and it's just fast. If you don't like to go fast, then I don't know. It's that track there, you can get to going.
Tell us a little bit more about that first win. What do you remember winning in that new car?
So I couldn't actually get out of my way in the heat race, but we didn't know much about the car, so we had a paper from a Terminator where we got it, and we went off of that and couldn't get out of our own way in the heat race, but we for surely figured it out in the feature. And I can still remember when it was coming down to the last few laps there, and me and Justin Ludenberg, we were battling for the lead. Well, I was actually in the lead, and he was battling behind me, trying to get by me. And so we were actually coming through with 3 and 4 there on the last lap, and he centered in hard, and his car didn't stick, and mine did, and we took off to win. And after that, the whole side of the car you couldn't even see because there was everybody down there for the picture, and that was kind of the best moment. I never had that before, and so that was pretty cool to see. And then after the race, we went back to Tech, and Justin said, good job, congratulations. And he says, you drive like that the rest of the year, and he says, you'll win a couple more. So that was, from him saying that, you take a lot into consideration because he's been driving for 15, 20 years. I don't really know for sure, but he's been driving for a very long time, so when a driver says that to you, you take all you can in.
Your Terminator chassis seems to really fit your driving style. How did you decide that was a car for you?
So we had a 2008, 2009, it was either 8 or 9, 2009, I think, Terminator that we bought from Green Bay, Wisconsin. Me and a buddy drove out, and my dad and my mom. And we bought this car, and we didn't know nothing about it. He says, it's a proven winner, blah, blah, blah. we looked at some videos, you know, of him winning with it, and we bought it. I can't remember how much. And it was a great starter car. I think that motor had 212 nights on it when we got it. And I raced with that motor for 2 years, and then we finally sold the motor. And that had 250 nights when we sold it. That's a lot for a great engine. But getting back to the Terminator, the reliable chassis, you call them and you ask them, you know, hey, what should I do? You know, I'm pushing in the corners, or any advice you want, and they'll be happy to help you. So we just kind of went with that and just figured, well, we'll try it, and we did, and we'll probably never go nothing else but a Terminator as long as we race, because we like them, and they're great quality cars.
In 2020, you took your hobby stock down to the Boone Super Nationals and won your heat race and transferred right to the big dance. That's a great year when you can do that at Boone.
Yeah, there is a lot of tough customers down there. You know, what I've learned, because I went there a few times, and what I've learned is if you can draw good and you can get in the A and you can make it, then you're set. So you got to have some good luck down there. That's all I can say. It's great racing. You got people from all over racing down there. So you got a lot of competition that they're racing hard to get in, and you don't want to get caught up in a wreck. So, yeah, you just got to be on top of your game, know what you're doing.
And Boone is also a huge commitment. This year, with over 1,000 entries for the 40th annual event, it's time, it's money, and it can be completely frustrating for most.
Yeah, it does cost a lot of money going down there. You just try to make what you can of it, and the rest of the time you just try to have fun and meet some new drivers or new people, and yeah, just make it fun. That's about all you can do.
Your car loves Algona. Talk about the trip down to Kossuth County Speedway and the night you came from 21st to 3rd.
Oh, yeah, usually we have bad luck down there. The night we went down there and went 21st to 3rd, we threw the right setup in. We kind of actually tried something new with shocks and everything, and we just gave it our best. So we put that setup in there, and that was actually the night for the start of the tour for the Midsummer Hobby Stock Shootout. Our plan was to race all 4 nights. But, yeah, when we were down there, you know, I started in the back, and I just bought time, and the car was really working on the bottom, and you could throw it in there pretty hard where a lot of drivers couldn't. And, yeah, we just kind of went with it, and we had a caution late in the race, and the tires cooled down and glazed over, and 3rd is what we took. So I'll take that. That's a lot of learning there that I had to do. That's a lot of positions in a hobby stock.
Early July 2021, you picked up another huge win at Fairmont, coming from 12th to 1st.
So that night there, that was actually my dad and my uncle sponsored the VIP booth. And I just, you know, I said, well, I started pretty far back, and I'm just going to give her all she's worth. And I actually did. And I didn't think I was going to win, but coming down to the last few laps there, I think Strandberg was in the lead, and I caught up to him, and I was right on his back bumper, and I said, well, if I'm going to win, I'm going to win. If I'm not, then we're both going to wreck. So I bought enough time, and I made my move, and I threw a slider and just cleared his bumper, and I took the lead, and I think there was 2 laps after that, and it was pretty hammered down. And if it's pretty hammered down, nobody can really catch us. So that was a big night, too. It was kind of cool, because after the race there, I went up to the VIP, because my parents were sponsoring that night. And Lon Elke says, if Parker wins tonight, I think the grandstands are going to be tore down. So that was kind of cool to hear that. And he's always got some good words to say. So it's a fun place to race with all the people there that run it and the announcer. And it's always a good time.
A couple weeks later, you picked up another win at Fairmont in July. We were there that night, and your car just stuck no matter how hard you drove it in the corner. That has to feel really good. And again, after the feature, you couldn't find your car. An entire sea of people crossed the track for the victory lane photo to follow, and that has to feel incredible.
Yeah, the car that we have, I don't know what it is, but normally where you put it is where it's going to stay. It sticks pretty well. You can drive it in. You can drive it to New York City if you want, and it'll usually stick. You know, it's always great to see all them people come down and stuff like that. You know, I got a lot of people that I don't think that are there, but they always come down and take a picture or whatever. We have a little section that we sit, or that my parents and family and everything sit right behind the flag stand, about middle row, and it's usually full. So, you know, just look up there and to see all them people, it's pretty cool.
You also do a great job with the little fans after the races, making sure they have a great experience at the track.
I always like when they come out and, you know, I always have people come up and ask if you got cards or if you can sign a picture or something. That's always pretty cool, too, because I have two little kids, and I'd want them to do the same thing to other drivers that are racing and doing good and whatever. So it's you try to be as friendly as possible and give them all the time that they need. And if they want to learn, then you tell them about it. Or if they want to sit in the car, yeah, go ahead. That just makes their night even better.
Family means a lot to you. And does it make everything that much more meaningful when you can do it with your family there?
Yeah, Fairmont is probably, that's one track that a lot of people do come to, and a lot of my family go there. And if we go race somewhere else and it's broadcasted on the web, they usually buy it and watch it. So, yeah, it means a lot, you know, because if you don't have anybody and you're just kind of doing it by yourself, what fun is that?
You live and work in a number one hog-producing county in Minnesota and the number six hog-producing county in the U.S. What do you do for a living?
I work with pigs. I take care of about 10,000 pigs by myself. I'm the manager, I guess. It's just really me. And so I take care of nursery pigs and I take care of finishing pigs. I've done that probably probably since 16, 17. I've did it for a while, you know, help load in and out, stuff like that. So, yeah, I mean, it's pretty easy work. You got to do it. Somebody's got to do it. We got to have pork to eat.
Will we see your kids at the Beamer Bull Ring in the future?
You'll see them somewhere. I got a two-year-old now. He's coming up on three, probably, 7-8 months. So, yeah, I was looking into getting a go-kart and putting him in it first, and then when Lincoln gets older, he can kind of take over that same one, or, you know, buy him a different one, whatever the case might be. But, yeah, I think so. I want to get him into something. I never, growing up, got into the go-karts, and I wish I would have. You learn a lot from it, I think. And, yeah, that's kind of where I'm going with it. Start them out in a go-kart and then go right to hobby with them.
Worthington Speedway, now with Corey Groenwald and Aaron Betts running the track, the hobby stock division has flourished there.
Yeah, so I went and raced over there this year. You know, I really did like the track. The only thing I didn't like about it was that it was pretty dry, you know, and I think a lot of drivers, they were kind of saying the same thing, pretty dry, and after that, they kind of figured it out where they did a lot more track prep. So over in the Worthington area, Worthington and Slayton and stuff, there's a lot of drivers that are over there for hobby stocks, and they always used, when Fairmont was Saturday, they always used to come over to Fairmont. So, you know, racing against them weekly, you know, you have your flaws and stuff like that, but there's a lot of drivers over there, so you got a lot of competition over there, too.
The Stock Car Nationals are at Deer Creek Speedway next weekend. Are you planning on taking the hobby stock?
I don't know. My wife, my fiance there, she wants to. I told her, I don't know. So that's kind of up in the air right now, I guess.
What track would you like to run more if you could get there on a regular basis, and why?
I would say probably Boone. Boone is 3 hours for us one way, so it's a haul. Boone is just, I mean, they have great track prep there. The tracks that they give you to race on, you pay to get in to race there, and they give you what you want or what you need to race there. And that's what I do like about it. Like I said, it's too far away, you know, and I was going to go down there for the Super Nationals again this year, but I don't have a lot of time with the kids and stuff like that. I ain't got, the one can't walk yet, or he's not walking yet, and the other one just got done breaking his leg. So, you know, with kids and stuff like that, it's just hard. But yeah, definitely Boone. I would like to get there more, just 3 hours away, and can't really afford to hop in and go.
Biggest win or biggest accomplishment so far in your racing career?
I would say, yeah, I've only won at Fairmont. We race there all the time. Probably the night that I went from 12th to 1st, that was pretty cool. And the biggest accomplishment was probably winning track champion there. I think Greg Seidels was 1 point behind me at the end of the year there. I got a 6-foot trophy at the end and for winning track points, and that was pretty cool.
Who helps you out as far as sponsorship on the car to keep everything together?
So I got my dad. He's one of the biggest ones. And then I got Nelson Farms, Dan Koval, Joel Pingin, Anderson Hemp Farms, GBG, Landscaping Plus. I think that's probably about it. There's not too many. And, yeah, it's just usually me that works on the cars. So usually my dad, and, you know, he helps and stuff. And, you know, I got to thank my fiance for letting me do it, putting up with the kids and putting up with me, and it can always be, I'm sure, not easy. So you gotta thank her too. If it wasn't for her and my dad and my mom, she likes to go racing too, so if it wasn't for them, we wouldn't be racing. But they make it all happen, and I work on the car to make it go, and that's what we do.
Parker, we all know a racer's life is a totally different lifestyle, and we hope to see you at some of the fall specials this season, and thank you so much for taking the time to be with us here on the Dirt Show today.
Thank you. I really appreciate it, and I never thought I would have to do this.
Shevland Enterprises, your locally owned and operated sanitation and recycling service, offers the highest quality garbage removal and trash pickup services at great rates. Commercial, residential, construction, and industrial trash removal and recycling in Owatonna and the surrounding areas in Dodge and Steele counties. Shevland Enterprises also specializes in roll-offs and dumpster. Contact Chris and his staff today for small town service at a small town price. 528-9900. That's 528-9900.
Whether you're running for the checkered flag, blasting down the strip, or cruising in the boulevard, you want crisp throttle response and reliable horsepower. Byers Engine Service offers a full machine shop that can completely machine and rebuild your tractor, race car, or streetcar engine and put some life under your hood. No gimmicks, just horsepower. See ByersEngine.com or call 507-282-5586.
Medieval Chassis has been the leader in better engineered stock cars and modifieds for almost two decades. They are now going to become the center of all things mod light in the Midwest. Medieval Chassis will be the go-to shop for all parts in store, online, or by phone for this up-and-coming cost-conscious racing class. Summer 2022, Medieval Chassis will have their mod light platform in action. Kicking off the new endeavor, Medieval Chassis and Cow's Big Deals will be auctioning off a 2023 mod light roller valued at $12,000 in October. Watch Facebook and see MedievalChassis.com for more details.
The National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum's newest exhibit is going to be our track tribute to Ascot Speedway and will run from May through September this year. Our track tribute to Ascot Speedway will feature 8 of the historically significant race cars that raced during Ascot's heydays of dirt track racing on both the big half-mile track and Ascot's quarter-mile track. Also, the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum will feature several racing videos and interviews that took place when Ascot was still in existence, with many of our National Sprint Car Hall of Fame inductees from California and the history of their careers shaped at Ascot Speedway. You can expect to see and learn more about these drivers' accomplishments and Hall of Fame careers at the Track Tribute to Ascot Speedway this May through September at the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum. So if you're a West Coast Slide 'Em In Sprint Car fan, you won't want to miss our Track Tribute to Ascot Speedway this May through September at the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum in Knoxville.
Why choose powder coating over liquid paint finishes? Maximum durability. Extreme powder coatings offer a scientific process that uses heat to bake the colorful finish deep into your product. Extreme powder coatings can deliver multimedia blasting, impact-resistant epoxy primers, and super durable powder coat applications to meet your needs. Visit ExtremePowderCoating.net for more information. Extreme
powder. Fast Shaft Drive Shafts is the number one carbon fiber, steel, chrome moly, and aluminum drive shaft builder for over 90% of the major modified chassis builders. Now, under new ownership, the mission will not change. Providing drive shafts, drive shaft repair, 9-inch forged center sections, slip yokes, rear end yokes, ring and pinions, bearings, spools, gears, shim kits, and more to racers everywhere. Call Fast Shaft today. Made by racers. Four racers. 800-622-6617.
Welcome back here on The Dirt Show, and it is my pleasure today to be joined by Bob Baker, Executive Director of the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum. And Bob, Thursday, September 15th, Friday, September 16th, and Saturday, September 17th, the Lucas Oil Late Model Knoxville Nationals descend on Knoxville Raceway. It's going to be three nights of racing with the top late model drivers in the country.
Clayne, thanks for having us on The Dirt Show. It's always good to talk with you, and we are excited about the Lucas Oil Knoxville Late Model Nationals coming up here next weekend. It's Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, three nights. All cars race all three nights, and the point format is such that the drivers are paid very well for all three nights, and they take the driver's best night to line up the 100-lap feature for Saturday night, paying $50,000 to win this year. So everybody's pretty excited about that and excited to see the race, but sad that the season's coming to an end. That's the Knoxville Late Model Nationals is the last final race of the season here in Knoxville, so another season will be concluded after next week is over.
As always, when in Knoxville, the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum is a must. When I was there a few days ago, the display was awesome. Bill does such a great job laying out the floor, all of the new stuff in the cases. I spent a lot of time listening to the interviews playing on the overhead microphones. And when there's an event like this, you always have things going on in the museum for people to stop by and see.
You're exactly right, Clayne. We have our track tribute to Ascot Speedway in the museum right now with eight race cars that race at Ascot. And even if you're not a sprint car fan, if you're just a race fan, there's great history in the museum with the videos talking about how Evel Knievel got started jumping cars with his motorcycle at Ascot, and Parnelli Jones racing the Turkey Night Grand Prix there to start his racing career in the jalopies before he raced midgets and sprint cars. So just a lot of great history. Like I say, even if you're not a sprint car fan, there's a lot of great stories, a lot to learn in the museum, and we like to see the late model fans come in because it's a whole new group of people that come to Knoxville, and they tend to really enjoy the museum, the movie theater, looking at the racetrack and learning more about drivers who race late models now who have raced sprint cars in the past. So it's a great learning lesson for all of us.
And when I was down there, I did enjoy the movie theater. There's always something great playing, and I also stocked up on books. Stan Bauman, Bravest of Them All. I got the new Dave Argabright, Jimmy Sills book, and I also picked up Eddie Sachs, The Clown Prince of Racing. Looking forward to reading those over the winter. It's a great time to stock up on stuff to keep you busy during the cold weather months.
You know, Clayne, so many people don't know this, but of all the things we sell in our museum store, the t-shirts, the hats, the jewelry, the games, the puzzles, all the stuff we have, we sell more books than anything else, and we're actually a supplier for several other smaller museums that stock books. So We have probably the largest selection of racing books in our museum for people to choose from. And you're right, with the cold winter months coming, just a few months ahead of us, it's a good time to stock up on a few books, to have something to read and something to enjoy during those cold days.
Another thing I did while I was down there was renew my membership. That's one thing I'm very proud of, is to be a member of the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum, and being a member has some perks.
You know, you're exactly right, Clayton. You know, not only do you get into the museum yourself and a guest for free for a year with your membership, so you get free admission, but you also receive a 10% discount on everything you buy in the museum store or on our online store at sprintcarstuff.com. That 10% adds up to cover your membership if you buy just a couple of things. So the membership is worth quite a bit, you know, moving forward throughout the year. Also with the membership, you'll get our Hallmarks newsletter every other month. So six times a year, you can keep up with what's going on here in the museum store, and online with that Hallmarks newsletter.
And that's one thing I appreciate, is the newsletter, to keep up on what's going on down there at the museum, what the new display will be, and also your annual Hall of Fame banquet. I recommend that to anyone who's into racing history. When you walk into that room and see all those faces, those legends.
You know, you mentioned our Hall of Fame induction banquet. Next year will be on Saturday, June the 3rd. It's always the Saturday after the Indianapolis 500. And we'll be announcing our Hall of Fame inductees for 2023 here shortly in the month of December. So it's going to be a big induction banquet again. You know, we had, of course, a big induction banquet this year with Tony Stewart and his entourage and everybody that came. And just a great history lesson for all of us to listen to those drivers tell their stories and their past, and how everything mixes and works and melts together to get these drivers and mechanics and promoters and people involved in our sport that achieve this lifetime award of being inducted, how it all works together.
Bob, if they'd like to find out more about the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame or plan a day trip down to see the museum and want some more information, what's the best way to do that?
You can go online to our website at SprintCarHOF, that's short for Hall of Fame, SprintCarHOF.com. And if you're looking to purchase any of the things we talked about, like the books or the merchandise in the museum store, you can go to SprintCarStuff.com. So a couple of good websites. The SprintCarHOF has all the hours, times that we're open in the winter. We're open 7 days a week, just like always, during the winter months. So there's always somebody here. The only 4 days we're closed are Christmas, Easter, Thanksgiving, and New Year's. So other than that, we're here 7 days a week to welcome people to learn more about sprint car racing in the museum.
Bob, thanks for all you do, and thanks for being with us here on the Dirt Show today.
Colleen, thank you for having us on the show, and I hope to see everybody in Knoxville for the Knoxville Late Model Nationals, 15th, 16th, and 17th of September, right around the corner.
For over 40 years, winning drivers have relied on VP Racing Fuels to optimize performance. Now get the same benefit with VP Pro Grade Full Synthetic Oil and High Performance Lubricants. VP's goal was to develop a best-in-class racing oil that offers world-class cutting-edge technology, enhanced durability and wear protection from the street to the track. VP's got you covered with the next generation performance.
You've just had an accident. That's where Bob and his staff at Midwest Collision in Faribault stand out above the rest. Fast, friendly, and knowledgeable advice from the time you step inside their door. One look at their state-of-the-art facility, paint oven, and computer paint matching capabilities, and you'll know you came to the right place. Next time you need collision repair, think Midwest Collision, located on Highway 60 east of Faribault, or call 332-2434. Remember, you bend them, we mend them.
Does your car suffer from rough idling and stalling? Does it hesitate when you take off from the traffic light? If it does, it could be due to dirty fuel injectors. Clean your car's fuel injection system with Justice Brothers Fuel Injection System Cleaner. It cleans the important parts of your fuel system and helps to restore normal operation. And it's guaranteed to satisfy or your money back. Available wherever fine automotive products are sold.
See our display at Runnings.
Tell them Ed Justice Jr. sent you.
Hey, Wolf & Sons Yard Service has
heavy equipment. This is Scott Wolf. Whether you need a basement dug, a building removed, footings for a remodel, an RV, camper, or boat pad installed, rock, sand, or dirt hauled, or even a driveway or parking lot road graded, please let us know at Wolf & Sons. We have dump trucks, excavators, a backhoe, bulldozer, and road grader to help you with your large or small projects around your house, farm, or business. Call Wolf & Sons today at 455-3524.
Aero Race Wheels was established on the conviction that its dedicated staff could provide higher quality wheels designed specifically to endure the tough requirements and conditions of the racing industry. Most importantly, the wheels need to be manufactured and sold, maintaining an affordable price structure. Aero Racing Wheels has become the largest premier steel wheel supplier, and their product line speaks for itself. Upgrade your racing game today at AeroRaceWheels.com.
Get more muscle for your money with Dixie Chopper Lawnmowers. We've been handcrafting the toughest and fastest zero-turn mowers for over 40 years. Dixie Chopper offers a full line of residential, commercial, and industrial mowers to meet every customer's needs. Visit your local Dixie Chopper dealer today or visit online at DixieChopper.com.
Welcome back to the sponsor segment here on The Dirt Show, and it is always a pleasure to be joined by Andy Altenberg from Altenberg Construction. And Andy, Saturday night, September 17th, the Stock Car Nationals hit Deer Creek Speedway. So many drivers comment on Deer Creek Speedway, the facility, the track surface, and the great multi-groove racing surface.
Yeah, it's always a good time there. It's been for a few years. It always attracts a lot of good racers from all over the Midwest, it seems like.
Andy, I hate to say this, but now, as a former race car driver, you wanted to get involved with the Stock Car Nationals to help grow this into a premier event, and you have been involved the past couple of years, and it is really gaining traction.
It really is. You know, not only this race, but many, many races throughout the whole Midwest has really gained traction along with the stock car class, no matter if it's USRA like this one is or IMCA. It's truly amazing how much the class has grown, but it just shows, in my opinion, it has grown because of the great racing that it is every night that a stock car race is going on.
And you bring up a great point. Stock car racing across the area is incredible, in my opinion, whether you're at Arlington, Worthington, Slayton, Algona, Mason City Motor Speedway. These guys put on one heck of a show every single night at every single track.
Absolutely. Me personally, I love the class and still do to this day.
Then you put up some crazy big money for the stock car feature, like $5,000 to win, $2,500 for second, and $1,250 for third, and now you got one whale of a show.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's, you know, like you said, it's not just about first place. It's just making the show is amazing. If I remember right, it's $500 to start.
Besides the stock cars, the hobby stocks are running for $1,000 to win. I know when I had Zach on the Dirt Show talking about Fairmont Raceway, the hobby stocks have really become the premier class down there at Fairmont Raceway this season, with tons of side-by-side racing coming right down to the flag stand.
Yes, they've always been a great class as well. Seems like they're just a few steps behind what stock cars are, and it's a good platform for those guys to spring up to stock cars in the future when they so choose.
As a former stock car driver yourself, at what point does it get really annoying when you watch some of these stock car videos and see that there's a guy back there trying to move up from fifth to fourth to third, and he's using the cars in front of him to help him turn? At what point does somebody say, that's enough of this stuff?
Me personally, I might have been accused of doing a little bit of that, but I also felt like I policed a little bit of that myself too. So it doesn't go unnoticed in the stock car class, I'll put it that way.
I totally agree with you. Watching some of those videos, some of those guys at some point in time have had enough, and they definitely let them know.
Yes. good or bad. That's one thing that does happen in the stock car class, being it's fenders and bumpers, and bumpers are definitely used, hopefully for the right reason and not for the wrong reason. But throughout my entire racing career, it doesn't matter the class or what, but guys don't forget being wrecked by someone. And there's always a retribution coming, no matter who it is, it seems like. So hopefully it's an equal, and guys don't ever forget that. They got brains like an elephant in that case.
That's what makes hobby stocks and stock cars so exciting for the fans. It's usually very tight side-by-side racing right down to the flag stand. And Andy, this is a busy time of the year for you. Now is the time to get those livestock barns inspected before the cold weather hits, and that's what Altenburg Construction specializes in.
Yep, we've got several crews out every day doing just the thing throughout the Midwest, and if anybody has a need for that, not only in their hog barn, but their dairy barn or cattle barn. I know currently we're working on two different cattle barns, one in northern Iowa, one we just finished up in Illinois, and we just started another one in Iowa as well. So we've seen a lot of cattle guys replacing some older stuff as well. So,
what's the best way to find out more about Altenburg Construction and all the things you're capable of?
The best would either call the office at 888-435-2210 or find us online at altenburgconstruction.com.
Andy, thank you for all you do to support racing throughout the area, and thanks for being with us here on the Dirt Show today.
Well, I really appreciate everybody that I've done business with in the future, and now everybody I've raced against, and made all the friends that I have throughout the United States.
Hey everyone, this is Chad Weirs Machine and Racing Products with today's tech tip. Today we're going to talk about our engine and rear end lift handles. These are a real nice piece we've been making for quite a few years. One end has a 3/8 coarse thread stud, and the other one is drilled and tapped 5/8 coarse thread. So you can thread four of these into your engine, and you and three of your homeboys can carry an engine around, or you put two on each side of the rear end, and then you and another guy can carry a rear end around very easily. Real nice trick tool, available at Weirsmachine.com. As always, check us out online at Weirsmachine.com. Thank you.
Why should your business choose Foamcraft Packaging? It's vitally important that you select a partner in the packaging business that has capabilities to satisfy your everyday packaging needs, with the versatility to take care of those projects that require specialized treatment. Foamcraft is large enough to tackle all your packaging requirements, yet small enough to provide individualized services to ensure quality products. Office and production positions currently available. See foamcraftpackaging.com or call them at 507-455-2893.
If you're in need of a worry-free power lift door, then you'll want to stop and talk with Rod French. Make a statement with a Powerlift architectural door on your home or cabin. Powerlift doors can be retrofitted to fit an existing door opening or designed into your next commercial, agricultural, livestock, or aircraft hangar build. Stylish, functional, and built to last. Powerlift doors by French's Manufacturing are made locally in Dodge Center, Minnesota by their experienced craftsmen. Contact Kelly or Rod. Powerlift doors by French's Manufacturing. 374-9306.
Football is back, and that means it's time to get your game face on and your game plan ready. Napa is ready to help you hit the road with confidence with our quality parts and expert knowledge. Stop by your local Napa Auto Parts store this month and score a 5-quart jug of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil for only $32.95. Be ready for game day with a nationwide network of parts and care. Napa has what you need to get up and go. Offer valid through September 30th, 2022 at participating Napa Auto Parts stores and NapaOnline.com. Some restrictions apply. See store for details. Napa, a proud sponsor of The Dirt Show.
When it comes to choosing your next industrial, commercial, residential, or ag electrician, choose Coles Electric, offering pole setting, directional boring, underground trenching, boom truck service, security systems, and much more. If you're a Steel Waseca Co-op member, there are excellent incentives for installing a solar array with quick payback and years of reliable service. Planning, design completion, or emergency service, see ColesElectric.com or 507-451-1387.
Let me tell you, friends, about our store. It's a great place we call Miners Outdoor.
We sell tools to get the job done, and the rest of the store is just plain fun. Chainsaws, mowers, ATVs, our equipment makes your job a breeze. Our service is the best around. We mow the competition down. We fix tools that run on wheels. We even got parts for snowmobiles. You sow it, you grow it. We help you mow it, run it, or ride it. We provide it. Miners Outdoor, Major Tough.
Highway 218 in Blooming Prairie.
Welcome back here on The Dirt Show, and I am joined by Steve from the Star Group Napa Stores. And Steve, all of this heavy equipment has been going all summer long for the contractors and the landscapers, the skid loaders, the dump trucks, and we're leading right into harvest season, and a lot of this big heavy equipment is going to hit the fields, and it's fall maintenance time, and that's a great time to check out the Napa filter sale. And Steve, what types of filters are on sale?
Well, this is our fall heavy-duty gold Napa filter sale, the gold being our premium filters. And any filter that we make that is gold will be on sale, and that can be oil filters, hydraulic filters, fuel filters, air filters, coolant filters, cabin air filters, transmission filters. Just about any filter for any piece of equipment that is gold will be on sale. We make them for the combines, the tractors. Like you said, a lot of the contracting equipment, ATVs, pickups, cars, semis, pretty much everything that we can supply them with the filter.
And it's hard to believe how many pieces of equipment some of these guys accumulate when they own a construction business, they own a landscaping business. Out on the farm, you think about all of the units that utilize filters. And the important thing is to keep the dust and the dirt out of these engines and keep these pieces of equipment running for a much longer life. And that's where the Napa quality gold filters come into play.
Absolutely. They do take out the impurities in the oil and keep your lubrication system clean. And with a regular maintenance schedule of oil and filters, you can extend the life of that equipment immensely.
And you also have a full line of emergency items, because you know when it's go time in the fall to get those crops out of the field, when the weather's good, they have to keep this equipment running.
Yeah, absolutely. One of the things that farmers and contractors do run into is broken hydraulic hose. We do have equipment that you can buy your own hose makeup setup, but we do make them while you wait in the store to get your hydraulic hoses back and up and running and fixed again so that you can keep your equipment going. Also, booster packs, you know, if your battery goes dead, you've got these booster packs that can just quickly start it and keep going until you get time to fix that battery. Or if you've got a leak in the cooling system, there are different stop leaks that'll help out with that. Some oil repair stop leaks, different things, you know, when you can't stop, but it's not too bad, so you get by for a little while. We've got the Grem chemicals that can help out with that.
Steve, tell us a little information about how long the filter sale is going on at the Star Group Napa stores, and if somebody's looking for something specific, who can they get a hold of?
Okay, it starts September 6th, runs through September 19th, and you can find all of our stores listed at napastargroup.com and with a phone number there, or just Google up the address and come right to the store. A lot of our customers have been to our store many times. You don't need to do that, but if you do, that's the best way to find it.
Steve, it was a blast to see you at Farm Fest. Thanks for all you do, and thanks for keeping everybody rolling in the fields this fall.
Thank you. That was an enjoyable time at Farm Fest.
Hey, Dirt Show listeners. Need some parts for race night? How about that classic project in your shop? Wish there was a specialty auto parts store nearby? Hot Rod Hardware in West Concord is your answer. Radiators, disc brake kits, steering columns, fuel injection systems, air conditioning systems, coil over shocks, and much more. From the street to the track, Hot Rod Hardware has everything to modernize your vehicle and improve its performance. See us at hotrodhardware.com or call 507-527-1020. Hot Rod Hardware. No robots, just real people.
Does good food get your heart racing? How about food that's prepared to perfection with your favorite sauces and seasonings? Friends, it's me, the Sauce Man, and I'm here to tell you that if you love Full Throttle flavor, you're going to love our line of premium barbecue sauces and seasonings. Made with high-quality ingredients, you can trust our products to punch up the flavor of your favorite meats, main dishes, and so much more. Get winning recipes and join our sauce squad at cookiesbbq.com. And remember, smart cookies use cookies.
Welcome to the Dirt Track segment, brought to you by Cookies Sauces and Seasonings.
Fairmont Raceway was racing last Wednesday night, August 31st, in the B-Mod A-Main, Jared Baumeister over Cole Benerott. In the Hobby Stocks, Gavin Bussinger over Nick Brady. In the Modifieds, Josh Ruby over Roger Nielsen. In the Stock Cars, Luke Sadoff over Chance Larson. And in the Tuners, Brandon Hartman over Tyler Crimmins. KRA Speedway was racing last Thursday night, September 1st. In the Pier Stocks, Cody Hatch over Justin Peterson. In the Modifieds, Don Eichens over Brian Hobbin. In the Midwest Modifieds, Jake Smith over Justin Van Epps. In the Mod 4s, Dean Larson over Tyler Larson. In the Super Stocks, Dexton Cook over Jacob Knepper. In the Street Stocks, Kyle Dykoff over Justin Vogel. And in the Hornets, Peter Martin over Justin Sklitsky. Mississippi Thunder Speedway had a doubleheader, starting with the Carl Fenske Memorial last Thursday night, September 1st. In the Hobby Stock A Main, Chris Hoofden over Dustin Gulbranson. In the USRA B Mods, Taylor Skowge over Dan Hoofden. In the Modifieds, Lucas Schott over Jake Tim. In the USRA Late Models, Lance Hofer over Brad Waits. Night 2 was Friday night, September 2nd at Mississippi Thunder. In the Hobby Stock A Main, Chris Hoofden over Justin Ludking. In the USRA B Mods, Joe Chisholm over Dustin Cruz. In the USRA Late Models, Dylan Kromschroeder over Lance Hofer. And in the USMTS Modified A Main, Jake O'Neill over AJ Dimmel. Chateau Speedway was also racing last Friday night, September 2nd. In the Pier Stocks, Michael Wick over Jack Paulson. In the USRA B Mods, Michael Johnson over Noah Grinstead. In the A Mods, Jason Cummins over Darwin Carew. In the Hornets, Tanner Chatterton over Brian Schott. In the Midwest Modifieds, Jake Smith over Greg Pfeiffer Jr. And in the Stock Cars, Kevin Dolan over Blake Adams. Deer Creek Speedway hosted the USMTS on Saturday night, September 3rd. In the A Main, it was Jim Chisholm over Dustin Sorensen. In the USRA B Mods, Joe Chisholm over Ben Mowdry. In the Stock Cars, Josh Zeman over Pat Graham. Viking Speedway also hosted a doubleheader last weekend, September 3rd and 4th. Opening night, September 3rd, in the Midwest Modifieds, Cody Lee over Brendan Blazek. In the Modifieds, Don Eichens over Brady Gertis. In the Street Stocks, Colton Brower over Andrew Hansen. In the Super Stocks, Trevor Surer over Brandon Duelman. In the Short Trackers, Sean Beto over John Heacock. Night 2, September 4th, in the Midwest Modified A Main, Brendan Blazek over Sean Olson. In the Modifieds, Brent Hoyam over Dustin Bitson. In the Street Stocks, Justin Vogel over Andrew Hansen. In the Super Stocks, Matt Miller over Trevor Surer. And in the Short Trackers, Sean Beto over Kevin Wall. Arlington Raceway was also racing Saturday night, September 3rd. In the Hobby Stock A Main, Corey Probst over Daniel Probst. In the Sport Compacts, Alan Lahr over Gary Schumacher. In the Outlaw Hobby Division, Chad Schroeder over Carl Hewitt Jr. In the IMCA Sport Mods, Matthew Loaf over Zach Davis. In the Stock Cars, Matt Speckman over Ryan Biercuset. And in the Modifieds, it was Dan Mink over Trent Loverud. Huset Speedway in Brandon, South Dakota also hosted a doubleheader over the weekend on September 3rd and 4th. On opening night, September 3rd, in the Winged 360 Sprint Car A Main, Justin Henderson over Caleb Johnson. And in the 410 Outlaw Sprint Car A Main, Aaron Reitzel over Ian Madsen. Finale night on September 4th in the 410 Wing Sprint Car A Main, it was Mark Dobmeyer over Justin Henderson. In the 360 Wing Sprint Car A Main, Justin Henderson over Matt Jewell. And in the Late Model Street Stocks, Corey Yeh over Tim Dan. Madison Speedway was hosting their annual Labor Day special on Monday, September 5th. In the Pier Stocks, Joe Arndt over Tad Peterson. In the Limited Late Models, Adam Prevey over Rick Schroeder. In the Hornets, Tanner Freeze over Adam Vanderstein. In the Midwest Modifieds, Adam Brotherton over Justin Borklin. In the Modifieds, Tyler Peterson over Brian Hobbin. In the Street Stocks, Braden Brower over Kyle Dykoff, and in the super stocks, Trevor Nelson over Dexton Cook.
Hitchdock, makers of Travis seed carts, wants to make sure you've got fuel when and where you need it. Order a 500, 750, or 990-gallon fuel cart and get it in time for harvest. Hitchdock fuel trailers are made in Jackson, Minnesota from American Steel and have the same quality you'd expect from the makers of Travis seed carts. Check out the available options at hitchdoc.com or call 507-547-4049 for more information.
Hi, this is Harvey West, and you've been listening to The Dirt Show. See you at the races.